towards the shore,
yeah.
You know, shallow. And all of my children swim real, real well.
You taught them all?
They taught themselves. But I would get as deep as they could go, and then they could swim up and down between me and the shore, you know, or back toward the shore. And they felt safe, because I'm not a really good swimmer myself, but they just knew I could save them, so. We had fun. We went every day.
Where did y'all go?
Now, this is called Big Corny. It's a creek, Big Corny Creek, right back down here. And it had a nice big, it's wide, it's really a small river, you'd call it, I think, and that's where they learned.
Say if a married woman didn't want to make up her own mind about something, she'd say, well, I have to ask.
My husband?
What would you say referring to her? I have to ask.
My wife.
Any joking ways that refer to
yes,
her?
Yes, old lady. Now, usually, you never hear a woman around here say, I'm going to ask my old man.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they always say my husband, or I have to ask my spouse, or something like that. But the men like to pick at the women, you know, and it's always in joking, though, if they say, my old lady, you know, thus and such, you know. I have to ask my old lady, or my old woman. Sometimes they'll say my old woman. Now, they never say this if the woman is old. It's only if she's young, you know, and everything. And they know that she'll know he's teasing.
What would you say? A woman whose husband is dead is called a
widow.
What if he just left her? Then she'd be
a grass widow.
Does she have to be actually divorced to be a grass widow? Or can't she?
Yes, I think she has to be divorced. Or you just say they're separated otherwise, you know.
The man whose child you are, he's your
father.
And his wife is your
mother.
And together they're your
parents.
What do people call their father and mother?
Their parents?
Well, I mean, what did you call father?
I said daddy and mother.
Uh-huh. Anything else people say?
Well, they say mama. I think, you know, well, about as many people say mama as they do mother.
Any old-fashioned thing?
Pa and mom. But I think that was, now my father never called, he said Papa and Mama. He didn't say Pa and Mom, you know. Some people would, really, Pa and Mom, they just shorten Papa and Mama down to Pa and Mom, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But not very many people that I've ever known in my lifetime that really said that, said Pa and Mom. They said Mama and Papa.
It sounds strange to you.
Yeah, because I would think that would be, you know, like two or three generations back that they said Pa and Mom.
Your father's father is called your
grandfather.
And his wife is your
grandmother.
What did you call him?
I called him Papa and Mama.
Anything?
See, I said Daddy and Mother for my father and mother, and then I said Papa and Mama from both sets of grandparents, because that's what my father called his daddy Papa, see, so I called him Papa too. We called him Big Papa. Because he was a big man. I said Papa McCullough and Big Papa.
Anything else people would, what are your grandchildren called, you and your husband?
They call me grandmother, and they call Virgil granddaddy.
Uh-huh.
And my children say, call me mama though, they don't call me mother. They say daddy and mama.
Mm-hmm.
And then the grandchildren say grandmother though. It's odd, but they do. They say grandmother and granddaddy. And then they call my mother, you know, Grandmother Upshaw. They put the whole thing on there, you know. It's Grandmother and Grandmother Upshaw.
Mm-hmm. You might say I was the youngest of five
children.
Anything else to say besides children?
Five kids.
How does kids sound?
Oh, a lot of people use kids. Uh-huh.
Do you use it?
Oh, some. Not a lot. You know, like I might say, all of my kids, you know, all of my kids did this and that and the other and everything.
Any old-fashioned way to say kids?
Young'uns.
A
lot of people say young'uns. Well, it sounds real old-time. It sounds kind of hillbilly to me.
What about chaps? Do you ever hear that?
Uh-huh. I've heard. It's usually, I think, though, when that is used around here, it's joking, in a joking way, you know, my chaps. They laugh, you know, because really, I think mostly colored people say chaps.
Mm-hmm.
more than the white people do. So usually when they say anything about my chaps, it's in a joking
yeah.
way.
Something on the name that a child's known by just in his family. You call that a
nickname.
What about a pet name or basket name?
Oh, pet name, but not a basket name.
Well,
usually it's nickname around